flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, we thank you for another preaching privilege. We pray now for the guidance of your Holy Spirit as we stand and preach your word. Grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And I just want to talk for a few minutes about a name above every name.
Yes, sir.
And so let me begin on this Christmas morning as I want to talk about the real reason for the season. And his name is Jesus Christ. As I've already said, that name is a name that is above every name. But let me ask you, have you ever had someone to give you directions and they say to you, go this way or that way and you can't miss it? But how many of us have heard those words only to completely miss it anyway? Because it's possible to miss something even with it right in front of you. Now, I said that to say this and that is, in the same way many folk miss Christmas every year. Now, that may sound like a ridiculous statement, particularly in America, where holiday advertisement delude us focusing on December the 25th. And yet, arguably, many people who participate in the Christmas celebration are oblivious to the true reality of what it is that they're celebrating, meaning they participate in many activities, but they miss the main event, Jesus Christ, a name above every name. And so with your prayers, that's what I want to talk about this morning, a name above every name. But now, in our day and time, names don't mean that much. Because as parents, we pick our names for our children for many reasons. Some are different, others are sometimes weird, and some are chosen to honor someone we think of as a hero. And something, sometimes we name a child after a family member. But most of the time, there is no special significance behind the choice of a name. But now, in biblical time, things was different, because names were given for a reason. I mean, a name meant something, and people often lived up to their name. For instance, the word Jacob means trickster, and you all know that Jacob lived up to his name. He tricked his father and his brother out of the birthright. The name David means beloved. And all the failures and things that David went through, he was the beloved of God. For even God say he was one after his own heart. Then the name Abraham means father of a multitude. However, prior to God changing his name was Abram, which means high father. But God, when he made a covenant with Abraham and told him that he, even though he was childless and his wife was barren, that he would make his seed as the sand of the sea. And he changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which is the father of multitude. Then the name Moses means drawn out. When the edict went out that to kill all the male children, his parents put him in a little bulrush and put him on the Nile River. And it was Pharaoh's own daughter who drew him out of the water and raised him as her own son. But today I want us to consider that name mentioned in verse number 21 that says, and you shall call his name Jesus. Here we see that the angel commanded Joseph to name the baby that Mary would bear, Jesus. Why? Because that name would become a name that is above every name and would describe in detail entirely all that Jesus was coming to do. And so I'd like to take that name, Jesus, and say again that it is a name above every name. Because first of all, that name declares his identity. Now, the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. But now it was a common name in that society, and Jesus may have had a common name, but he was no ordinary baby. His birth was normal, but his conception was anything but normal, because the Bible says, according to Luke 1:35, concerning his conception, that it was through the influence of the Holy Spirit that Mary was an expected mother and not man. And the angel Gabriel said that this baby named Jesus will be called the Son of God. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus was a real human baby, but he was also God in the flesh. And that's what John chapter 1 and verse 1 through 14 was talking about, when it revealed that he was the Word who was with God, and he was God. And it revealed that everything that was created by him. And verse 14 of this same chapter of John, it said that same Word became flesh. It became human, and it dwelt among us as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, God came to earth to live among men. Now, the implication of this is that the Creator became dependent upon the creature. And so when we speak of Jesus of the Bible, we are referring to God in the flesh. And so that name declares his identity. But secondly, that name declares his intentions. Remember now, the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. Now, the word salvation tells us what Jesus came into the world to accomplish. Note verse 21 says he came to save his people from their sins. Now, the word save means to keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. But how would Jesus accomplish this? Well, he tells us in his own words in Mark 10:45, he said, "For the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom to set many free." In other words, Jesus came into the world for one purpose only, and that purpose was to die on the cross for sinners. Even our Lord's great mission statement in Luke 19:10 said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." And this reveals his intentions. And so in spite of all that he did while he was here on earth, his primary purpose in coming to the world was so that he would die for our sins. And so that name declares his intentions. Well, thirdly, that name declares his impoverishment. Now, the name Jesus is our Lord's human name, although in the Bible he's given many names. But the name Jesus is the name that identifies him with the very people he came to save. And that's what Philippians 2:5-8 is talking about, when Paul said Jesus laid aside his deity, his divine status, and took on the nature of a servant and became just like other men. Because he was recognized as a man in reality as well as inward form, he finally humiliated himself in obedience so as to die even on the cross. For the Bible says, "Cursed is he that hangs on a tree." But he was all God, yet he was all man. But just imagine this. Jesus, the Lord of glory, came not as a king, but as a humble servant. He wasn't born in a palace, but in a manger, an animal feeding trough. Here we have Jesus, who has a name above every name, who understood what it means to be in poverty. Because he declared in Matthew 8:20, he said, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And not only that, my brothers and sisters, he understood weariness because he became weary sometime. He understood hunger. He understood rejection because the people to whom God sent him were the main ones who rejected him. He understood loneliness and temptation and all the rest of the trials of the human condition. But my brothers and sisters, Jesus endured all of that so that he might identify with us, understand us, and be able to comfort us in our trials. And that's why the Hebrew writer writes in Hebrews 4:15-16, it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is incapable of sympathizing with us in our weakness, but we have one who was tempted in every respect as we are, yet without committing any sin." So let us continue coming with courage to the throne of grace, coming to God's unmerited favor to obtain mercy and to find spiritual strength to help us when we need it. But still, that name declares his impoverishment. Well, finally, I told you it wouldn't be long. That name declares his individuality. As I said, there were many children in that time named Jesus. But there was only one, Brother Jones, who could be called Emmanuel. According to verse 23 of the text, which is translated, "God with us." In other words, thousands of babies were born into the world that same year. But only one of them would grow up to be the savior of the world. And after all these years, Jesus still stands alone. He's the only one who can save a lost soul. And that's why he said in John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "No man come to the Father but by me." And the Bible also says in Acts 4:12, it said, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved." And his name is Jesus, which is a name above every name. He's the only one who can save a sin-sick soul. And so as I try to move to the close, as the songwriter says, there is something about that name, Jesus. In that name, I see and hear his incarnation. I see and hear his humiliation. I see and hear his crucifixion, resurrection, glorification, and salvation. I tell you that there is something in the name of Jesus. That's why the Bible says, Philippians 2:9, it said, "Therefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Yes, he was born over 2,000 years ago. And he was crucified on an old rugged cross. And he laid in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. But the good news is, bright early Sunday morning,
Yeah, he got up from that grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hands. And I don't know about you, but it's because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Well, if you haven't, I tell you today is a good day to give your life unto the Lord. And the good news is you can come just as you are. And the Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he said you will be saved, because his name is above every name. In that name we have access unto the Father. In the name of Jesus, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he'll be in the midst, for he's Emmanuel, God with us. In that name, lame folk will rise up and walk again. In that name, sick folk will be healed. In that name, lost folk will be saved. In that name, dead folk will rise again. I tell you, there's something about the name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. It is a name above every name. That's why the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those in earth, of those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, he is the Lord, to the glory of the Father. Ain't God all right? Yeah, Lord. And so Merry Christmas to everybody here. And I hope you enjoy your day. But please don't forget the reason for the season. And his name is Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus, the bright and the morning star. Jesus, yeah, Lord, the one who saved our soul. Jesus, yeah, is the name above every name. Don't forget the reason for the season. His name is Jesus. And his name is above every name. And he came into the world that we might be delivered from the penalty of sin. That he might be able to save our soul. May God bless you. God keep you, is our prayer.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
know. Prayer changes me. Oh, and out from the stormy Lord, Lord, rain and sea. Lord, you're lifting. Yeah, I've been hungry, I've been sick, and I'm filled with misery. Oh, but alone came Jesus. I tell the world, God rescued me. One thing I know, no, yeah, prayer. Oh, prayer changes things. Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Tests and trials that come to make me strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. The waves of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Yeah.
wonder in my
soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3.